Mother, man.
Spreading faster than a case of the clap in a trailer court. Able to shatter eardrums within a 666-mile radius. A podcast more brutal than all the rest. It's Murder Metal What the fuck, guys?
What's going on, fellas? A little bonus tonight.
Doing it on a Tuesday, though, Chris, so it feels kind of like the way it should.
Yeah, it's still Tuesday night. It feels like home again still, but it's awkward that I shouldn't be here.
Right? So we're doing this bonus episode on how we create Murder Metal Mayhem episodes. We thought it would be fun. Had quite a few listeners ask about this, and so I thought it'd be a good, you know, thing to talk about and make a bonus episode out of it. And of course, Chris, you and I here with Joey Gormonger, and our buddy CK on Messenger,
CK killing it over
there.
CK,
yo, what's up?
Got that good news from the doctor or from the insurance and
yeah,
shit, bro.
Yeah, all your meds. That's awesome,
Starting new. Chemo pills. Hopefully they'll get back to me tomorrow about the delivery. So see what happens.
That's awesome, man. Well, awesome, that's good. Hear. And of course, we got Michael Shaw back here hanging out,
keeping
the beer cold and getting ready to bust out some McCormick's whiskey, some Shawback whiskey.
He's the best podcast fluffer in the game.
Now, in full disclosure, we already did this episode. We actually recorded it in May, but we had some issues with my laptop running out of hard drive space in the middle of a podcast, I think it was the fish episode. So I had to bust out that detached hard drive I've got and back up as much as I could. I was deleting stuff. And the whole time I'm like,
I'm going to fuck something up.
But I was worried I was going to fuck up the 100th episode because that was all on that computer I hadn't finished it yet.
That would have been
bad. No way getting that back.
Yeah, that would have really been bad. So as I put that thing together, I was wincing that I wasn't going to get a window pop up that says can't find this file or something like that.
Right.
And I was thankful that wasn't the case. So to be honest with you, this was nothing to lose compared to what that would have been.
Yeah, we knew this easy as fuck.
And this is, you know, we did this before. It was like 45, 50 minutes, so we'll see. But anyway, it's kind of a funny thing to be talking about how we create Murder Metal Mayhem instead of the episode should be how we delete Murder Metal Mayhem, because apparently that's what I did off my hard drive.
Once in the whole fucking goddamn time we've been doing this shit, bro.
Out of 100, and we've done remote shows and, you know, at Shakers and did all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, one time ain't nothing, bro.
Right. So in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal, but I always like to be, you know, forthcoming, like all of us. We've got that self-deprecating humor going on.
Hell yeah.
And hey, you know, I fucked up, and so we're doing this again. But, you know, it's all right. It did take some thinking for me, you know, because we've been doing the show for a couple of years, and it is a weekly podcast. So, I mean, just as we finish one episode, we're already working
right
on the
into
next
it.
One.
Like, go right into it.
And sometimes, depending on my workload and what subjects we're covering, because some of these subjects are pretty involved, some aren't so much. I'm doing stuff for the podcast that might not be on the agenda for another couple of weeks, you know?
Yeah, for an episode coming in the future, still working on shit. Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, I know we're all watching these true crime docs and listening to podcasts constantly. So for me, I'm like looking at the schedule. It's like, ooh, we got Robert Burdella coming up. Definitely want to check out some Kansas City Butcher shit.
Start digging into it deeper and shit. Like, get it, that the main thing fresh in your mind as opposed
right.
Because you obviously, like you said, listen to other things. But what we want to talk about needs to be like the most prominent thing.
Yeah, for sure. And it helps, you know, to have more stuff out there. Some of the subjects, we have tons of docs you can watch. And then others, there's hardly anything. It's kind of weird. But, you know, we're about 3 months out on the features schedule. So, like, right now we've got it through September. And they do change a little bit, but we keep it, of course, to ourselves because we've already noticed that. I don't know if it's that they're looking at what we're doing or that it's just coincidental. But I've seen quite a few podcasts doing episodes after we've done them. And it's kind of funny how that works. But I'm sure, you know, it's probably just by chance. But I mean, it is funny, so I keep it quiet.
Everybody's got the same palette to use. You can only go so far.
Well, sure. And we definitely stretch that with some of the interesting topics we do, which is definitely why we try to be different than everybody else. So we're constantly adding names to the list of, like, the extras. And right now I did the calculation. If we just did from now, a year from now, a solid year from now, we would have enough topics to do the podcast.
Without having to look up anything
if we didn't
else
add one more name to the list, yeah. So it's fucking ridiculous, which is good, you know, to have that kind of stuff to choose from, you know. So.
To have
there's always new shit coming out too.
Oh yeah, or somebody you didn't hear about, you know, that you stumble on, like happens all the time, you know. So I'm sure with each one of us, you know, we have our own way to prepare for the for doing this. And before we get into it, I'd like to talk about how, you know, we come up with the ideas for the features that we do. And Chris, I mean, these ideas come to us all the time. I mean, you and I text each other. I know Joey and I text each other, you know, about something interesting or check out this doc. And it's not always serial killer stuff, but sometimes just really cool topics.
Yeah,
but
like just for instance this evening what I said about the
burial
for our next bonus episode that we're gonna do.
Yeah,
like it's not murder or anything, but it's still a fucked up thing that it's interesting and it's macabre,
right? For sure.
So yeah, I definitely love that shit. Like you said, I'll come across something, Cashman, you, even my brother will be like,
yeah,
he'll just, hey dude, you check this out, you might want to check this out for the podcast,
yeah,
and throws an idea in there, and all of a sudden that idea that somebody gave us or we came up with might just like pique our interest so much we just take our schedule and like, okay, we can move this one here,
right,
and make it fucking badass, dude.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just really cool how everybody contributes. Now, CK, you know, even though you're the metal guy here, and you always lead the way in that segment, you know, you've contributed to the features, too, because, you know, you're the one that brought up the John List story, which was a great Father's Day episode that we just did.
Yeah, that was a barn burner, man.
That was crazy, man. That episode was real slow, like, in listens. I was like, man, I came away with that one like, that's one of the best ones we've ever done. Yeah,
I thought
killed it, you know, because it's such an interesting story.
Right.
And we had to tell it, you know, in all of its entirety. And it went, the murder segment went an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a long fucking murder segment, you know. So it's cool to get, you know, everybody's input because obviously, you know, we're all contributing and I think that's what makes it better. And even listeners too have made some great ones. Fucking the Chris Benoit episode's one of our top 10.
Right. And that was a listener's request. Yes. Yeah. 100%.
And we've had other ones. Stephanie from Toledo, she suggested the Sugar Babe.
Oh yeah.
Good Night Sugar Babe. That was our Mother's Day episode. So we've had just some great suggestions. Joey, you too, man, with the Texas 7. And we got Joel Rifkin coming up. That's going to be fucking brutal, man.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you guys doing the podcast is just like perfect fit for me because this is the kind of shit that I talk about all day anyway.
Well, sure.
So, like, you guys out here talking about it and then the access for me just to be able to shoot out sometimes.
Right. Yeah, especially, you know, here lately with the scheduling and stuff just has really worked, which makes it awesome. Now, once we've decided on a feature that we feel is going to be a good kind of anchor for the episode, we'll start to build things around that. We try to tie stuff in when we can, which does make it very challenging. Yeah, as much as we can. And CK, we've done some metal segments, you know, based on the feature, like when you did Exhorter, when we did that Zach Bowen episode, you know, being from New Orleans, which was cool.
I mean, I'll look at what we're doing and somehow try to tie one where they try to tie a band or
right.
something the band did with it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's hard, and sometimes it was by accident.
Yes, those are the funniest ones.
It's like you start talking about it, and somebody like Pete or Cashman or me or just be like, "Hey, bro, you know this happened to that same?" It's like, "Oh shit, fuck, you're
damn,
right."
Holy I feel fuck. Smart, you know. Too bad it was completely by chance.
Right, like holy fuck, bro.
But somehow it works out. So
yeah, and it doesn't always have to tie in, you know, because like Chris said, you know, it's the macabre, the dark, the disturbing. That's what makes the show what it is. It doesn't necessarily have to be about serial killers. Fuck, we've done prisons, you know, before. Right. We got Attica coming up on the schedule.
100%.
That's going to be fucking sick. Get Tex in on that. So, so it's cool to tie stuff in, but it doesn't always work out that way. And Chris, we love doing the fake commercials, and sometimes those tie in with the episode.
I like it when we're able to do the commercials before we actually do the episode.
Right.
That way it's
they're
like,
all ready
but
to go.
Sometimes we're like, all right, we'll just throw this in there as an afterthought. Like, whatever, big deal. They're funny as fuck.
Yeah, because we got seven of them to do tonight.
Yes,
seven fucking commercials. I wrote a bunch of them.
I can't wait to... Let's finish this podcast so we can record some commercials, dude.
We have a lot of fun doing the commercials. We've done some good ones. I mean, the DC Sniper Home Protection. The Benoit Anger Management's become like a series now. So there's series. Got Pogo Party Fun. You got the Black Dolphin Dice. Spa.
Yeah.
You know, we've done some really good ones. And so those are always fun. So, yeah, we do these karaoke songs, and I try to tie those in, too. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Like, I did Come On Eileen when we did the Eileen Wuornos episode.
Right. And, like,
Crazy Bitch.
And sometimes Carla the Faye. Obvious thing doesn't pop in.
Dude, you like, got me so good with one, man.
When we did Richard Kuklinski, and I'm on my way home, dude. I'm like, oh, fuck. I text you, like, Ice Ice Baby, dude. You got to do that.
Right?
And you had also named... The fucking episode, Ice Ice Baby.
And I didn't even think of it.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's
sometimes,
hilarious.
Sometimes, like you said, yeah, it's just the most obvious thing is something you just don't see. So once we know the feature, the metal topic or band, and the karaoke song selection, we start putting it all together. And I'm usually doing this by Thursday or Friday at the latest. I do like to take a day completely off of it, but it's pretty rare. Just depends on what's going on, but that would be Thursday. So, you know, the episodes are recorded on a Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm uploading it and doing all that stuff. And then Thursday is usually my day to not do anything if I can avoid it. And then Friday's when it all starts over again. Now, Chris, just like me, you know, you watch a ton of, you know, true crime docs. Is that part of your routine when it comes to this? You know, preparation, are you doing anything different, or are you just kind of doing what you do usually do? But
I just normally, like you said, love a lot of documentaries and shit, fucking other podcasts. I listen to other podcasts, obviously. I mean, who doesn't? And I think Cashman, a lot of times, he might have like a documentary that I can't find on some shit.
Right.
And he'll come over and bring some shit over that's badass, because like we've said before, he's...
Got up on a
he's
bunch
a historian,
of movies.
Dude. Like,
right?
But, yeah, that's basically what I... And I read whatever I can to find out other stuff. Because, like, we've done a... What was the one podcast we did? Because there's only, like, one little news article.
The SNS Liquor Murders. Yeah, here in
like,
Bloomington.
And you just got to go through a bunch of whole, like, search for it. So, yeah, sometimes there's more into it. But basically that, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now, CK, what about you for the metal segment? What kind of things are you typically doing? I know you are like an encyclopedia of metal, but I know you do some prep. So what is it that kind of works into your routine?
A lot of times I know most of the information, but I'll go through the internet, look at articles. If there's a doc on a band, I'll watch the doc just to refresh my memory.
Right.
I have some books that I go through. Again, like most of it is just from what I know. I just, because years ago I used to read everything on all bands. I used to be so that nuts about music. I would read everything I could about a band, and I just remember it. I mean, there's been a couple of bands I've done with no notes at all, like Sabbath,
right,
Fate's Warning, Dream Theater, Judas Priest, Maiden. I did those with no notes whatsoever.
Yeah, that's amazing, dude. But yeah, you got a good memory, and it's something that you're very passionate about, obviously, or you wouldn't want to do it like that.
And another thing is, I won't do a band if I don't know enough about a band to do it justice, or if I don't really like the band, I probably won't do it because, yeah, like you said, I have to be passionate about the band that I'm doing, that I like them, I listen to them, I know them.
Right.
You know, I'm not a quote a poser.
Right.
That I actually do listen to the bands I talk about. So, you know, it's got to be a band that I really like and I'm passionate about. And there's so many bands that I love and like that I got, like you said, I got enough for, God, I don't know how many episodes for a long time.
Now, Joey, I know you watch a lot of the true crime stuff. Yeah. What about, like, these topics we've done where you don't know much about? Like, you were talking about when we did the Jerome, Arizona right. episode.
Yeah.
What are you doing when we come into one like that? Are you just rather come in cold, or do you do some reading anyway?
It's kind of both. Because
I'm sending you guys the notes when right. they're done, and that's usually Sundays typically when I'm sending those to you. Right. So that you guys only have them for a couple of days, yeah, but you've at least got that, so you know what we're going to talk about.
And generally for most of them, yeah, I'm going to try to, especially the ones I don't know nothing about, I'm going to try to do some research
right.
to get my own idea of the story, so then, you know,
got your insight right. on it and everything.
But, you know, specifically the Jerome, Arizona one, I looked up a little bit about that, but mostly I came into that wanting to hear your experience there since you had gone.
Right.
So I thought that was the best way for me to really learn about that, was just to sit in on the podcast and learn. So that one was a little different, but generally, yeah, I'll watch, you know, documentaries and stuff. Chris, I got a lot, and I've seen, you know, a lot with the killers and stuff, but what's cool, I think the one thing that I do whenever I come on that would be different is if we're talking about a subject maybe I know a lot about, or, you know, somewhat about, I'll go and I'll try to find any kind of new recent newscast,
right,
article,
right, yes,
or I'll look to see right where they were imprisoned or where they were from. I'll check their local areas with their name or whatever, just to see if anything else has sure. happened since
right.
all the stuff you're going to read.
That's a good point, because yeah. yeah, sometimes there's updates you right. don't know, especially if you're just looking at or like Wikipedia or something,
yeah,
or something else fucking ridiculous happened in that area yep. while they were
sure.
in prison or something.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a good point. Now, I start putting the notes together and things start to fall into place here. The notes started out more like bullet points, but when I started getting into all these places and names and dates, there's no fucking way. I mean, I just couldn't possibly remember it, or would put them out of order, or tell the story in a weird way that doesn't follow the sequence. You know,
I think
it
drifts.
Yeah, I
remember like when we first started, it was just like, talk about this section, and like
yeah.
I said, it got to be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We can't do this anymore. We got to actually have some sort of script, sort of. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
It is very similar to a script. I mean, the thing is, with my background and my day job, I do a lot of training for people that work in hazardous work environments. And so I do a lot of PowerPoint training. And so I think, because I do that all the time and I could speak for an 8-hour day on a subject with that I'm used to working off of bullet points and then going off on tangents, but that's a subject I know a lot about.
That's
but if I'm trying to do that with a new thing every week,
right.
there's no way you could possibly,
right.
at least I wouldn't be able to. So I do need something more like a script. But we don't want the show to come off like we're reading a script, because I don't think it comes off that way. And I know that people that have heard the show but then have come to watch us do it, they're surprised that there's a script, because they don't think when they listen that it sounds like it's at all scripted. I don't know, Joey, what do you think?
It reminds me of like knowing that you write and do stories. Knowing that and seeing the notes from whenever you guys first did the podcast to
right.
what they are now, it looks like synopsis of your short stories almost.
Right, okay.
How you write this out, what we're seeing here. Which is cool, because, like you said, you got the basic gist that we're just kind of guiding through.
But that doesn't
and
have
you
to
could,
be it.
You could read just these notes, and you could get an idea of what we're talking about.
Right.
But all the other stuff that comes out whenever we start interacting with each other is what fills in all the rest.
Oh, for sure.
And that makes it. That's
but
what
I,
makes
I feel
it better,
like your background as a writer, I think that helps as to why you do this the way you do.
Sure.
Where I think most people that run a podcast that aren't don't have the background are probably going to stick more to a bullet point.
Right.
Situation.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right. So, you know, we start with the intro to the show, which, of course, you guys know, which sets the table for the for what's going to come up. But you
low
know,
motherfucking 12.
I listen to or podcasts that spend like a ton of time in an intro talking about all this other stuff. And I'm just like, fuck, just talk about what I'm here to listen to. So I never want to do that.
Right.
So I like to kind of hit some of the hot points, but there are some things that are important that we don't know if a person's going to listen to the whole episode, that, so we want to make sure they hear about it
first.
Know?
Like, put that out there first and put it at the end, well, yeah. Obviously, but understandable. Like, we want to promote, like, our merchandise, our book,
well, sure.
And our sponsors and everything, so that's got to be first.
Right. Mean,
because if they don't listen to the whole thing, listen to the whole thing, motherfuckers.
That's right. That's right. So it is important to cover some stuff, but I don't like to do too much of that. Then we get into the murder segment, and that's always the cornerstone of the podcast. And obviously the whole show is important, but the feature is the thing that needs to draw in the listeners. You know, these well-known killers we've done, like Gacy, Fish, Berkowitz, these are, you know, people that are... you know, well-known, and they're going to draw people in much more than a Harvey Glattman or Malachi Martin or Ken McElroy, even though all three of those episodes were fucking awesome, I thought.
Badass episodes.
Very cool subjects, especially the Ken McElroy one. Malachi Martin was in the top 10. I don't know if he still is, but old Scratch in the Sack. Malachi Martin was... was in the top 10 the
sometimes
last time I looked.
Sometimes you got to exercise some demons,
that's
man.
That's right. So, I mean, sometimes the lesser-known ones make for the better episodes, like the List one last week. I think List would be in that category of people that a lot of the true crime followers may not know of or may not know much about. But it's actually a great story.
Honestly, it wasn't. The name I recognized, but I didn't really know the story until I started doing research or whatever on it. So, you would think that somebody would be like, if we're talking about all the other ones that are well known, wouldn't you want to like, be like, well, what the fuck are they talking about right here?
Who's
dude?
John List?
Like, who the fuck is that? I
he's
got to
be fucked
out,
up
man.
If those fucking dudes are talking about him.
Father of the year.
They talk
Father
of the year.
So that's, it's like an anchor store in a shopping center. You know, that might draw the people in, but the whole podcast needs to be good to keep them coming back. And I think we definitely pull that off from beginning to end with what we do. And just like you, Chris, I'm watching those documentaries, doing a lot of reading. Got quite the collection of true crime books, and it has grown since we've started doing the show.
Whether it be a book or a pamphlet.
Yeah, pamphlets like Amazon likes to send me. It's hard to keep up with it all, though, but sometimes I browse the books and pick out some good stuff to use, not necessarily reading it cover to cover. Others I have read that much, the whole thing. I try to stay ahead of the episodes by watching what I can when I have time to sit down and watch, you know, like YouTube videos or Amazon Prime or whatever source I'm using. I do Wikipedia for some things, but you got to be careful with that. But it is good for rough timelines and dates and places. I mean, it's pretty effective, usually pretty accurate, but not always. So you got to watch it.
I like using it for its references section on topics, because then you can see
You can go to where they got their thoughts.
Sure.
And
exactly,
then you can learn a little bit other
things. I mean, that's where I go if I got to find a date or something. Some of the stuff, some of it's true, some of it's not. You got to go, you got to look at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I kind of get like super involved in my research as well. Because, like, if we ever do Ted Bundy, I'm going to have to fuck a corpse just to know what it's like.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because, like, I get
like
really...
Like a method actor type thing?
I mean, look, when we did Catherine Knight, dude, I dressed up like a chicken, skinned a dude.
Oh, wow.
Like, you just don't even know.
Okay.
I get into my
what
research,
what goes on
bro.
At Shawback Nation, right? So, now, Chris, we've done some subjects that are not true crime. Like we talked about, went up to Shakers, the overnight ghost hunts. So we've done some other episodes that are not
murder.
Not serial killers, you know.
Yeah, and the Shakers bar is like something, like we've talked about before, something interested in. Not one, maybe not a believer, can't deal with it, but the thought behind it and it, how eerie it is, I guess.
Yeah, the story of the girl that was murdered and
so
the Al Capone
awesome,
thing.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a very, very interesting place, and so we love doing stuff like that.
What else did they do that
the
wasn't
demonic
murder?
Possession.
The demonic
was.
Possession.
Demonic possession, yeah.
Yeah, the haunted.
The Jerome, Arizona episode.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we've done a few of those. We did the Watsika Wonder, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that was
I forgot about that
one.
Shit, dude. We've done so much, it's like hard for me to remember. Like,
oh, I know. There's been a lot
the
of them.
Fuck, dude.
Now, CK, you've heard us do stuff like the Black Dolphin or the Texas Seven. What do you think when we mix up the subject matter like that so we're not always doing, you know, serial killers?
It's what you call a palate cleansing.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know... You break away from the brutal shit for our episode.
Right.
No, you just get something on a different perspective on a different subject, then you go right back into the fucking brutality. So,
yeah.
Then you clench your palate and you go right back.
But what's cool is even these ones, like, not brutal in the murder scene, but most of them are pretty brutal in other ways.
Well, sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Psychologically, yeah.
Psychologically, yeah.
I don't know if it's still one of the top listens, but Mad Gasser, that was a
big that
one.
Was great,
and
dude.
Public
hysteria, you know.
Which there was no murder involved in that story either, but it was still like...
But it was like chaos.
Oh, yeah, it was great. That was a good one. Now, we do use 30-second music clips between the segments, which is what they call bumper music in radio. We use the same term here. I don't know if you're supposed to, but that's just how I do it. I do try to tie the clips into the theme as well. Like, for example, when we did the BTK episode last year, all the bumper music, the songs were actually called the same thing, Bind, Torture, Kill, which was kind of cool. We always play bumper music from whatever band CK is going to feature.
Yeah.
And then he'll, a lot of times, CK, you'll give me an idea. Hey, you know, use this song, and I'll use that one. And then sometimes I don't hear anything or suggestion from you, so I'm just like, fuck it, I'll
pick this song.
Come on and pick one out.
I'm the DJ now.
I think there was one time I picked it out, and he's like, that's the one album I didn't like.
I can't remember who it was.
I don't remember either, but it was funny. Now, Chris, of course, your suggestions have been great when it comes to music. Since your taste in metal is a little different than CK and mine, but I think that's what makes the podcast what it is, because of the different perspectives and the fact that you're about 10 years younger than me, but yet we still, you know, have that bond of metal.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't matter.
It's a little
metal
different
there. We have
slant,
this,
you know.
Yeah, we like some of the same bands or whatever.
Of course.
We dig it. We've been to shows together, and it's fucking awesome. But
yeah,
some of my metal tastes, like you said, obviously are different than yours. It's poser metal to you.
No.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. But yeah, no.
Well, we know Shawback loves King Diamond and Merciful Fiend.
That's right.
Fuck, dude. I fucking love that shit. I think I just blew a nut in my pants thinking about it.
Did a Chickatillo?
Yeah.
Now, Joey, what do you think of the way we combine the metal stuff and the true crime? Because I think that's what kind of makes... You know, I don't know of any other podcast that does that.
No, I think it's cool. I think it gives it the unique value. I think it's also fortunate how you guys do it with the murder segment being the meat and potatoes. Because, to be honest, you got to be realistic. There's going to be this whole section of people that loves all the murder shit.
Right.
A lot of them are going to like the metal stuff, too. Generally, if you like the metal, you're going to like the murder. So those people can listen on. But the people that aren't into the metal, it's cool because they can still listen to the murder segment, get that, you know, and if they're not into the other parts, that's cool. So I think you're able to attract the main people you're looking for, that are going to like all the stuff you're talking about, but also the people that are just out there for the
looking
murder.
For information about murder or whatever.
I mean,
yeah.
We know how that is. You start you start Googling that shit or just looking up something that you're interested in, Mermel Mayhem pops up, and fuck yeah, there you go, something brand new and a brand new listener.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Exactly.
I also like what you guys do with the metal, too, of course, because since we know so many people that do metal,
right?
But, you know, like our friends, or you've done it for me, or other bands, or whatever, we've done it's like, you guys got friends. This new song, or whatever, then we'll play it.
Throw it in here, definitely.
We've done interviews with bands before, you know, Joey Vera, and we've done a bunch of them.
When I was in jail, Blood Feud was in here.
That's right. That's right. We've had Chalk in here. We've had Joey Gormonger in here.
Havana Collapse.
I mean, we've done some, you know, really good Murder Complex. I mean, it's just been cool.
Got a little local metal actually in studio, but also other.
We've done them, you know,
international.
You know, fucking
acts.
Dr. Heathen Scum of the Mentors, you know, fucking good stuff. So, and, you know, the fake commercials, like we said, those are fun. Now, Chris, we've had a blast, you know, doing a lot of this stuff, and especially when we get our friends and family to come in and do stuff like the funny voices or
the commercials.
Sitting in on a podcast, you know, just hanging out.
Dude, I like it when there are friends and family just actually hanging out and chilling, dude.
Yeah.
Like, when we've done things on the weekends when people are hanging out and using the voices, getting other people in here gathering around.
Right.
Just like, yes, this is fun. I'm glad to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And just like even tonight, we're going to have Michael fucking Fatty Ding Dongs over here freaking doing some voices. He hates the sound of his own voice on fucking speaker, though. But
I know.
Everybody seems to enjoy it when we have them around having a good time. They're like, yeah, and they promote our shit all the time. And fuck yeah, dude. I love that shit, man.
And we've had some listeners, you know, say that they feel like when they listen to the show, it's like, you know, a few people just sitting around shooting the shit.
That's kind of basically
that's pretty much
what
it is, you know. It's especially now in the studio because we're sitting around a table and we can see each other. And CK, of course, you're done through Messenger, but we've got CCK, Cardboard CK, in here with us. So you're kind of here with
us. That's true.
Now, I get you guys the notes on late on Saturday, usually on Sunday, and I'm usually working on karaoke then as well. Sometimes I get them done earlier, but with us working from home now, by the time the day is done, man, the last thing I want to do is go sit down at a laptop again because I've been doing it all fucking
day long. Eyeballs be hurting and shit.
Tired from it. And as we get closer to the podcast on Tuesday, what do you guys typically, anybody have any rituals? I've been lately on Tuesdays, I get Subway. I don't know if it's just more of a good luck thing, but I've been eating Subway the night, so I don't have to cook, and it's easy, and there's one right here in Hayworth.
Here, I'm not going to lie. Tell me if I'm wrong on this, Cashman, but lately, like, Cashman been picking me, Michael, up from work. We drop Michael off. We go to my place. Fucking open up the shed doors at Shawbag Nation, play some music. Both of us are on our computers doing shit.
Cool.
Eat something. Stop at the liquor store. Come here. That's basically pretty much the ritual, right?
Yeah. The only thing I would add to it is we take about 20 minutes to get here, say, 20 minutes.
We take a little longer than we should because we country cruise for a second.
We might smoke a joint or two.
Right, just like,
get our mind right to get ready to talk some murder, metal, and mayhem.
Whatever. That's pretty good.
Whatever.
Yeah, we definitely.
Now, CK, what about you?
No, I usually have dinner, then I'll go over a few things. Just to refresh my memory. And then right before you call, I usually just chill and watch TV. And if there's a documentary that I want to watch, I'll watch it real quick. Just go over some stuff. And that's about it.
That's cool. Now, on Monday, I try not to do anything for the upcoming episode, but there are times I'll tweak stuff a little bit, especially if they're a bigger one that takes more time. And sometimes I'll update them and send you guys updated notes. I try not to do that, but
you fucking email me so goddamn much. No, I just fucking with you, dude.
But here lately, since that stay-at-home order started, you know, Joey, you've been here with us through the whole thing, so we've been just including you in the food chain there.
Yeah.
How has it been here? You've been like 12 weeks in a row.
I know, it's been a long time. I mean. A, it was cool because it gave me something to do through the COVID shit, of course.
Right.
B, it's nice to help Chris out, help him get out here or whatnot since his driving situations.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, we're all buddies anyway, so for us all to come out,
right,
it's cool. Fucking kick it, have a good fucking time, dude.
Fuck, now I've been out here so many times talking to CK is just like second nature having him in our ear, too, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's really cool. And like I said, I mean, I'm back at work now, but I get my schedule a little bit out, and I can always work with some of them people at work and maybe switch it around and get out to as many of these as, you know, y'all want or whatever.
I'm glad you enjoy it, bro. I love having you out here, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for sure. I think the more times we've done it, the more natural chemistry there is, even with
definitely
CK doing it through Messenger makes it a little harder because we're not looking at, you know, him face to face, so you don't have that body language. But we've been making it work. CK, fucking what do you think?
You should move to Hayworth, bro. There's a house going. There's a house going up for sale right next door to Pete, bro.
Next door to me. Yeah. That'd be funny. Usually the podcast is, you know, big time on my mind when I get up on Tuesday. I'm thinking about certain points of, you know, things I want to make sure we get in or something I want to add to the notes. You know, jokes that can be made, you know, while we're doing this, certain sick humor or funny idea for a commercial, whatever.
Yeah.
Might buy a box of cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Poop like a champion.
I get the studio ready for the podcast. There's not really a whole lot to do, thankfully, but if it's cold out, you know, I fire up the heater out here. If it's hot, I'll turn on the AC, and so it's comfortable for everybody, and get in and get this thing done.
Your ass likes it colder than me, though, dude. I'd be like, this cracker over here, like, fucking, yep, this
is nice. I'm like, Michael's going to heat up his ass. He's got that.
I know. He's got that poop like a champ cereal.
Oh, boy.
Eat your bowl, that boy.
Just pour milk in the box and just smash it.
When, you know, things, you know, get normal, you know, I usually go to eat somewhere. I've been doing Subway here lately, but, you know, there was times I was going up to the Circle. Here in Hayworth is a small town bar that has, you know, good
delicious food.
Really good bar food. But, you know, since the pandemic, doing the Subway thing, which is probably better for me to eat anyway. But, you know, I'll make some bullet points of some stuff we talk about. You know, with text and email, it makes that less of a thing that needs to be done. But I do like to go over stuff like that. And the guys from Low 12 laughed when they came here and saw me with the notes because they're like, fuck, you're still doing that. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, like Greg and everything. Mize is like, oh, I know what this is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, straight up, like, I know what's happening right
except
here.
Except with the Low 12 notes, I would do fucked up shit. Like, you know, I would number the items I was going to talk about.
And
I would hand it to Meister, like, Meister, read number 6. And it's like, if you're wearing a red hat, of course he's got a red hat on. You got to jerk Pete off or something like that. Like, fuck you, man. Like, you know,
dude,
fucking throw the list back at me, you know. So I like to have some fun with it. But, Chris, you know, I usually show up between like 5:30, 5:45 p.m. on Tuesday. And when you
get here, that's
Central Time. We have a seat at our dining room table, kind of catch up on what's going on. And that's always a good time.
Yes, sir.
And discuss like, the things on the list and then anything you wanted to bring up.
Right. And like I said just this evening when I brought that up, like that's what we talk about, like how the show's going to go, everything's going on with like the Facebook and the podcast itself and everything. And then that's when we start tossing around, hey, I got this idea.
Right.
They get added and we're like, oh, fuck, yeah, let's check that out.
Yeah.
It's a meeting.
Yeah.
Like, literally. It's a goddamn meeting.
It's a pre-show meeting. That's right. And then, Chris, you and I head out to the studio.
Now.
Yeah.
Because at first, you would head upstairs to the bedroom.
That's right. That's right.
We've operated since sometimes.
That's right.
I used to go to Pete's bedroom every Tuesday. That's fucked.
Well, now we have a studio, a very high class, very inconspicuous on the outside by design. On the inside, though, it is a fucking amazing place. One of these days, CK will have to get you over here.
That's pretty
fucked up. So you can actually see it, man.
Because on the outside,
be awesome.
On the outside, I'm a pretty amazing place. On the inside, you can't tell.
You're fucked up.
That's funny. So yeah, so it's just a cool place to do the show. Chris, what kind of when you're here, you know, we're doing this, especially those first few we did. I mean, it's when we have guests, I mean, they definitely are mesmerized by all the shit in here. We're used to it, but it still sometimes catches me, like, looking at the masks, you know, or whatever.
Oh, I catch myself doing it all the time, dude. Especially now that the bobbleheads are all grouped together, I'm just like, oh, shit. I feel like I'm going to get attacked.
Right? They're like an army.
Yeah.
So, CK, where are you when we're usually doing this? When we call you on Messenger, where are you at your apartment? What room are you doing this in?
I am doing it in my living room with my iMac.
Okay.
And just sitting chilling, and usually my wife is sitting across from me just trying to ignore what I'm saying.
Hello!
Now, we record the show live as we're all talking together. Chris and I going through the Behringer interface. We use ElectroVoice dynamic microphones. We use Hindenburg Journalist Pro for the software to record everything. And I have each of us on a different track. I have the basic podcast set up in Hindenburg and then tweak it to fit the episode that we're going to do. And then since, Joey, you've been here, I've got a special podcast set up for when you're going to be here, a skeleton that you know, has your tracks already loaded in. So your EQ settings, everything is all dialed in. So
yeah, we're gonna have to.
We generally walk out, like, even with me, we walk out here, sit down, and we're ready in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal.
Ready to go.
And the things that change, like the bumper music and the commercials and the karaoke songs, you know, those, you know, get put into the each one. And you know, most of it, you know, the setup stays set up, so there's really not much to, you know, hook the laptop in and go.
Yeah, pretty much really. That's what you do. You walk in, you sit down at your mic, put your headphones on, plug the computer in.
Yeah, we're sound checking real quick.
And then CCK gets pissed off and you're like,
yeah,
no, this ain't happening.
Yeah, right. We have computer problems. It's almost always CCK's fault, that's for sure. Now, CK, we...
Messenger problems.
Yeah. We contact you on Messenger. We used to use Skype, but Messenger seems better. But now that you're recording your own track with the Blue Yeti microphone on the GarageBand stuff, and what has that process been like with you doing it that way?
It's been easier. I mean, it's quite easy. You know, I just record my track of just me on one track.
Right.
I got the new mic now, so it sounds even better. Then once I'm done, I'll save the track. I'll send it to Dropbox, I'll email it to you,
right?
And you take it and you drop it right into the podcast, and it comes out perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I have to line it up with the track, because I record you on Messenger as a backup in case something happened.
And which you've had issues before.
Yeah, we have.
Once, you know.
Yeah, and so I line up your track with the track that I record to make sure I've got you, you know, synced in with where you should be, and then I mute the one and... I use the one that you send me, and it's all dialed in. It just sounds really good. Now
and you can't even tell that. You can't even tell that we're you know, 1,000 miles apart.
No, not at all.
It sounds like we're in the same room sometimes.
No, and when we did that interview with Felipe Belalcazar, he did that death documentary, he was the one that first recorded himself and sent me the track, and I thought it seemed kind of silly, but then when I heard it all together,
I'm like, okay.
Wow, this
sounds
really good.
Sounds a lot more fucking clear.
Yeah, it sounds like we're all in the same place. It just sounded amazing. So yeah, that's really cool to do it that way, that's for sure.
That's like just a tie-in with our metal shit, too. Like, whenever I record music and people that do what I do with that.
Yeah.
You do a song with somebody or you do a project with somebody, and like if I send them a song and I'm like, here, do vocals on it, I just get the vocal track back from them.
Right.
I don't want them to give me back the full thing
of course.
Because it's not going to sound right.
Right.
You
want
to
put it. Exactly.
So it's kind of the same thing with what you're
doing. It is
doing,
very much
you're
so. Exactly.
A clean channel and putting it in how you need to. So
Exactly. Now, we record the show in parts and we take a little break between each of the parts. So we did the intro. And then, Chris, you typically do your PMP, your
Hell yeah.
pre-murder piss.
Sometimes I got a pee-pee.
Sometimes. Try all the time.
Shit, I'm Joey, what's that again. What's that like it, here?
This is what I think of. I'm like, it's PMP. His name is Chris. It's PMP. It's that pre-murder piss. That's it. He's got to take a piss before the murder segment.
Damn,
that's
right,
because Chris drinks. He drinks a little booze.
I like the way you did that, though.
Yeah. That's what I think in my head whenever it's that time. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and of course he's got his own intro
he
song
does.
And
he has
everything.
The intro song.
Oh yeah, dude, that's fucking fun. So, I gotta piss sometimes. A
that's
lot.
All right. That's all right.
Bottles now, to the left.
Love
of
you guys.
To the right.
Love you guys.
When Chris is done with all that, we start our murder segment. It is usually the longest segment, about an hour or so, depending on what we're covering. And sometimes we have guests on, like Tex or Joey might be here, or like in the case of CK, we did that John List episode, went over an hour and 40 minutes, which was crazy.
We've had both your kids.
Yeah, we have had both my kids in here doing different stuff. And we get a hold of CK. We start that metal segment. We get things lined up in Hindenburg, and you record yourself, and we're recording us. And, you know, you send me the track, like you said. Now, sometimes we do interviews, and those are pre-done, so we'll have those drag and drop into the whole thing. So it's kind of going in fast and furious there once everything is starting to fall into place.
But then every now and then you got like something a little different you have to adapt to, because like you did the one with Stephanie.
Right.
So that was just like, okay, we're going to do this and hopefully it all goes fine.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Because we had the guest. Stephanie was our guest that won the March Mayhem contest. We did her track using Messenger when we did the Eileen Warnos episode,
and
which was cool.
Eileen Warnos was her pick.
Yeah.
And the thing is, pretty much what you're hearing is what we do. There's very little editing.
Oh, yeah, almost zero. Yeah, I mean, I don't do any editing unless I have to, like in the case of a drop call or something like that. That's the only editing I do.
What you hear is what you get.
That's right. That's right. I've got the 30-second clips all cut into size, standing by to drop in. Hindenburg is set up nicely for this. It is a good system, so if there's any podcasters out there, I'm not trying to plug anything. That we're not getting any endorsements from any of these companies we're mentioning. We're just saying what we use, so you could take that for what it's worth.
What's cool, though, is it's so easy. It's like whenever you do the intros where you have somebody announce Murder Metal Mayhem.
Right.
You just drop it.
It's quick. It's like, okay, we can do this, and you can add it to it, and it's like a fresh one. So
yeah.
Like, not a problem. Just, like, take that piece, move that track over here to where it needs to be, take this track that's here, put it in place of that, get the timing right, good to go.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact that I've done, just like Joey, recording, you know, band stuff, I mean, I've had a lot of background with that.
Yeah.
And so doing a podcast is so much simpler than, you know, 30 drum tracks and 12 guitar tracks and bass and vocals and, oh, my God. So it's a lot to keep track of. So this is, to me, a lot simpler than that. If you're interested in the podcast stuff, you might be interested in some of that tech crap there. Now, it's time to do some mayhem. We got a lot going on in that segment. Now, CK, you've been staying with us past metal, which has been fun. How do you like doing that now you're on for a longer amount of time?
I enjoy it. I think it's fun. I think we have a good chemistry going, and the back and forth is, you know, it's like you said, it's just couple guys hanging out and bullshitting. So it's to me, I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. We tell some funny stories and shit. Joey, if you're here, got some good tales to tell. All of us, CK included, have done some really good ones.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell a quick one right now. I've been saving this one for a few weeks.
Oh, shit.
And this
is
one,
this the one you were telling me?
Yeah. Oh, this one's just exclusive for this little segment.
Fucking okay. A, bro.
So this will get...
Hell yeah.
If for some reason you don't know about the podcast, this is the mayhem portion. This is kind of like what we do.
Right.
Dude, this is great. No, so you guys are going to love this.
Yeah, this is my story. So for whatever reason, about 2 weeks ago, I had the worst diet all day long that I should ever have eaten.
Oh, boy.
I had apple cinnamon oatmeal. I had baked beans. And then I had some cereal with some for the first time in I don't know how long, and this is for Pete. Whole
this
milk.
Is for Pete. Yeah, yeah. We know.
I know how much
Pete
loves milk. Yeah, yeah. So I drank whole milk for the. You know, this is like I usually drink 2%. So this is like the first time. So anyway, I'm out. I go over to Shawback's. We're hanging out. I go home, turn on the stove to hit a dab off it. I hit it once, and I feel my stomach kind of grumbling. You know. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. So I already got the nail heating up on the stove, so I don't want to waste it. So I go to take another, and all of a sudden, my stomach just starts going. I fucking go off. I make it 4 steps into my bedroom, oh headed my towards God. The bathroom, and all of a sudden, it just starts shooting out my butthole. Diarrhea. I just sat in the middle.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I just sat in the middle of my bedroom and just let it all fucking just shit all down me. I sat there. It was so... God. It was so nasty, and I fucking just tippy-toed. I dropped my shorts right there. I tippy-toed into the shower, turned it on. When I got out, I had to clean all that shit up, and it was just so fucking gnarly.
Oh, my God. You just said, fuck it.
Yeah. Right? So that was some mayhem, wow. Right?
I would say so.
Oh, I fucking love it, bro.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. That's one of the few times I am fucking lucky that I live by myself.
Right?
Because there was no...
Yeah, could you imagine a wife or a girlfriend?
If anyone had been there, it was
happening.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you want to clean that pile of shit up in the bedroom while I'm in the shower? Because...
Oh, God.
No, yeah. And like I said... Yeah,
whose washing machine are you using? Yeah, that's what I
want to
know.
Well, we got one, you know. No, I cleaned all the shit out in my shower, out of my clothes, and then washed it. No, but that's what was bullshit, too, is I'd been at Shawback's all night. So by the time I got home, it's like 10:30 or something. Now I got to shower and do laundry. I'm like, motherfucker.
I
got
to go to fucking work, dude.
So, yeah, that's some mayhem.
Wow, yeah. Oh, well, that's a good example of what mayhem could be like.
Yes,
so, so if you're contemplating whether or not you should listen to the podcast, that gives you a little bit of an insight.
Dude,
that's
I'm
good
glad
stuff.
You told that.
Now, we'll do interviews sometimes in Mayhem, and we do Killer Cage Match, which is fun.
Ding, 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 ding.
A little bell sound,
ding,
and
ding.
The match is set up where we started this idea, Chris. You know, we have a list of killers, a list of objects, and then a list of variables.
The variables got added later, but yes, right. We have a list of variables, but the amount of numbers that are list of serial killers or just murderers
right.
in general.
Right.
Has grown.
Yeah.
Because we started out with like, what, 20? Now we're at
something
like 60.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And the listeners pick the random numbers. So
right.
They'll say, oh, number 3 versus 46. So it might be Charles Manson versus Gacy or something like that.
Might be fucking.
Okay, but you got to think about it this way, too. So you're picking 2 off a list of 60.
Right.
That's 30 minimum combinations.
Right.
You're at over 100 fucking episodes.
Right.
It might be time to add a couple more numbers.
I added 10 more. The 60 went to 70,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I have 70 now. Well, objects.
It's just crazy because, yeah, it's a ton of fucking names, but you do hear a few of them get repeated after
yeah.
a while. You know, people
yeah,
pick them.
Because they're just picking those random numbers, and yep. So we'll have, you know, Gacy versus Manson with a, you know, a 2-liter bottle of, you know, pus and the
whatever,
fucking
yeah.
We should make like fucking wheels that we can spin with numbers
oh, sure.
and be like, okay, this is
here
the first
go.
Yeah,
or
like bingo.
Yeah,
yeah, the bingo thing.
That would be so awesome.
That would be awesome. So yeah, it's always a good time, and we like doing Killer Cage Match. Now, Chris, the Killer Cage Match was just kind of a, you know, just kind of one night. I think we had a meeting, and I'm like, hey, dude, I got this idea, and get the listeners involved. But it's turned out to be quite the
hit. Yeah, it's turned
hit,
out to be pretty
know.
Sweet, man, dude. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I went ahead and bought KillerCageMatch.com just in case it ever really took off.
Nice.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, I own it.
It's my domain.
So it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah, for that very reason, because we listened to another podcast that had a quote-unquote match between two killers we had just paired up, Belle Gunness and
right.
Catherine Knight. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And they didn't call it Killer Cage Match. And I get it. There's Celebrity Death Match. There's other
there's all this shit,
things
yeah,
like
but...
this. I'm not trying to say, you know, this was some genius thing. All I'm saying is I thought it was very odd that like 2 weeks after we had those two go up against each other, they did the same thing, which they don't normally do. So it was a very odd coincidence, and that's when I said, "No, I need to go ahead and grab KillerCageMatch.com."
Just
so,
oh, what a coinky dink.
So there's nothing there, but it's, I own that. So in case something ever comes of this, we've at least got that. Now, Joey, what do you think about the Killer Cage match and other things like that that we try to do to, that makes it interesting?
What I like most about that, I mean, it's fun. It's fun whenever we sit here and talk about it. I mean, if it was something that was just fucking dead air or whatever, you wouldn't still be doing it.
Right.
We do it because it's fucking entertaining.
Right, right.
But I think my favorite part about that and the other things that you guys do is because it does involve a certain amount of fan participation, I guess I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you get their input, you get their numbers or whatever. Yeah,
I enjoy having the fucking, like you said, fan, I don't know listeners, if I want to call it listener participation.
Right, audience.
Yeah, we call them out. We credit their names. 100%. We read their names on the show.
And that definitely makes it awesome for me, too.
Because,
like, if somebody's actually listening to it and they're, like, I'm fucking getting there,
contemplate?
Bro. Complimenting. Oh, there
compliment.
We go. About that shit. Yeah, I enjoy the shit out of it, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, CK, speaking of creativity, that March Mayhem contest was awesome. Michael here and their sister Stacy suggested that we do that in place of the basketball tournament since it was canceled.
Right.
So when COVID started,
they
canceled March Madness. And Michael and Stacy were like, why don't you guys do like serial killers? And I was like, well, that's a really good idea. So we did the 16... You know, the Sweet 16 version, and we...
That was pretty awesome.
We had them all, you know, 16 killers, and it went, and the had listeners
three
were involved.
Listeners. We had Stephanie.
Yep.
We had Justin. And we had shit.
Was this... Oh, boy.
I feel like an ass. I'm sorry, bro.
Steven from Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, and so
like
those
dick,
three were the final three that lasted, and then it went all the way down to the wire, and Stephanie wound up winning with Chris. So you guys won the March Mayhem contest.
Eileen Warnos.
And she picked Eileen Warnos, and she came on and did a guest spot with us. So that was really cool. So CK, that was fun. We did that and went on for a few weeks.
We need to do more of that stuff.
No,
that was actually a good idea and fun.
Like that one for sure, like March Madness, like probably every year or March Madness.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, March Madness is like a great idea. Like,
yeah, definitely. I think we should do something else. We'll have to think of a tie-in somewhere. Then it's time to hit that outro as we wind down the show, and we thank people and our sponsor, of course, SpellboundEffectsAndArt.com. We put out the Facebook, Twitter, and Patreon information. We read some listener comments because those are always fun. Some really good ones. And the metal screen names are great, man.
Yeah, some
fucking,
of the screen names are freaking awesome.
Fucking hilarious.
But you guys' comments that you leave are all just amazing, dude. Thank you so much. So, fuck yeah, dude.
We appreciate it very much.
It makes us want to do a better job.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, maybe I should stop drinking. Oh, wait.
After the show is done, it's usually about 9:30 p.m. I'm pretty fucking beat. Chris, you head home and wind down for a bit. I'm just wore the fuck out after doing this. I'm kind of wired for a little while because we've been talking about all this crazy stuff. But then it's like, I'm ready for fucking bed. I'm beat.
Sometimes, whenever I get home, I'm still, like, sitting up awake. I'll start watching something on TV. I'll drink two more beers and be like, yep, now I got to go to bed.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long week that leads up to the podcast, and doing it for about 3 hours here in the studio is pretty intense. There's a lot going on, especially
like camping,
I'm dealing
man.
With the recording part of it, you know, so I'm dealing with all that. And, you know, when we have problems, that just makes for a long fucking night. And, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, informative, but trying to have a good sense of humor and keep the show moving along. That's the one thing is like, you know, when we're talking with each other, it's like, boy, I'd love to keep talking about that. But I know if we do,
got a limited time,
we won't be able to stay on track. So it's kind of a tough thing to, you want to go off on the tangents, but at the same time, you have to make sure that you.
Is that a fucking Oompa Loompa, dude?
Got to make sure that we keep everything on task. So. Wednesdays, when I go through the Hindenburg stuff, make sure all the tracks lined up all right. Very little editing. Usually the little bit of stuff like throat clears and stuff right before we start, I'll edit those out. But other than that, it's the, like CK said, it is what you get. I open up the files that CK sends, and like I said, I line them up. And so we use the recorded tracks from him instead of the messenger. You know, it takes me about an extra half hour to do that, or a half hour to go through everything. So it does not take long. And then I upload it through our host, which is Buzzsprout. And once I upload the episode, then they distribute it to all the different platforms and iTunes and Spotify and all that. So I don't have to do anything other than upload it to Buzzsprout. And so really, it's
not too bad.
Pretty
fucking simple, honestly.
It really isn't that big of a deal. When I do the tracks, I combine all the tracks into one high-quality MP3. Usually the shows are about 2 hours long. And then Buzzsprout gives us a real simple website. So when you go to murdermetalmayhem.com, you're actually looking at our Buzzsprout page, which has just the episodes. There's not really much there other than that. And then that's the way it gets out to everybody. You set the day and time when it comes out. So I say I want it out Thursday at midnight Central Time. So that's when they come out.
That's when they come out. And,
and it's people get a notification.
Yeah, no matter what format they're using, whether iTunes, mm-hmm. Spotify, whatever.
Yeah, so you can get it really anywhere.
Any freaking...
any major platform.
Any major platform and any podcast player at all. Like,
right.
They just come out like good as shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we have stats that we can look at that shows how many, you know, listens we're getting, what browsers they're using, you know, whether they're using an Android or an Apple. It's very interesting. You can really fine-tune what you're doing. We have our own Patreon page, which is, if you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a way you can support podcasts and things like that. And they offer perks. So, for example, we have our 666 Club, which where people for $3 a month get extra content. They get the shows a day early. They get the notes from the show, get the karaoke, you know, as soon as I record them. So it's more of a VIP experience, and for us, it's $3 a month, for God's sakes. It's hardly anything, but it helps us out, you know, pay some of the bills, because Buzzsprout isn't free. We have to pay to have that service, especially as much time.
Man, quit acting like we ain't rich, bro. We live in a little town called Hayworth and shit, bro.
Yeah, certainly no, not...
We all live in mansions.
Driving fucking Teslas.
22-room mansions.
Yeah, 19-room mansions with a skylight.
With $100,000 skylight in it, yeah.
With Tiffany crystal fucking skylights.
Right.
I mean, to me, that sounds like the nicest thing in New Jersey.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? I mean,
that skyline.
Jersey's pretty skanky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That house in general just is like, are you sure that's not in Connecticut? Okay.
Right.
Sorry to any Jersey listeners.
Now, our subscribers will get a notification when they wake up on Thursday, or if they're up at midnight, they'll get it then. And that tells them the new episode's ready to go. You know, I like having it out a day later so that this way I can listen to at least some of it to make sure nothing's all wonky. I've had that happen a couple of times where something was like crazy loud and I went in and fixed it and just switched the tracks.
Check the levels and shit, yeah. Uh-huh. Right on.
Or I fucked up and forgot to turn the
echo off. Yeah, I mean, that kind of stuff happens. Or we've had issues here where we had to record you with the phone. I mean, all kinds of crazy
shit. That shit's rough, dude.
That's tough.
When I literally, like, got to hold my phone, that way we can all hear each other.
Yeah,
it's fucking
really
rough.
Tricky.
But, I mean, but we make it work. That's what's cool about
it. Well, yeah, we make it work. We MacGyver it, man.
And we do.
And maybe the sound quality ain't what it should be, but at the same time, it's better than it could be, motherfucker.
Yeah, I've heard some awful ones lately. Holy shit, right, man. I wonder where the fuck anybody told these people how to fucking record voices One guy sounds like he's on the other end of the fucking street yelling. And then the other dude sounds like he's like,
he's got
like the mic in his mouth. It's right. Like, dude, what the fuck? Like, right, why does it sound like this? Yeah. I listened to one on Bruiser Brody, and I couldn't believe it. The two hosts sounded like they were like completely different setup. Night. And it was just real. And they were, I think, in the same room. It was really weird. So, yeah, for what I've heard, I think we're, the quality is up there. And, you know, we do have issues now and then, but we figure out a way around it.
Work it. Work it.
And I usually, like I said, try to take Thursday off of podcast stuff because we are doing it weekly. It's just a relentless pace. And I'm thinking about, you know, what we can do to tie this in or that in, and it just starts all over again. So
plus your everyday normal life and your job.
Yeah, I mean, everything. Yeah, exactly. At this time of year, I'm really busy at work, so it's just been crazy. Now, you guys, Chris, CK, Joey, anything you want to add to what we're doing or how this all comes together?
I think you pretty much covered it.
I just want to say that this past 2 years doing this podcast has been a fucking awesome experience, and I fucking really enjoy doing it. And
yeah,
fucking Cashman, you obviously, it's as much as you've been out here, I fucking enjoy the fuck out of it. You make it awesome. Pete, I love fucking doing this with you. The fact that we started fucking talking about this shit and actually did it is awesome. CK, the fact that you fucking just like said, fuck it, I want to be in on this too. And we talked about it anyway, but you know what I mean. This
right.
This whole experience has been great, dude. And that's all I want to say about it.
And you know, and that's the reason why I stay on for the rest of the podcast, because I think the chemistry is so.
No, I love doing it, man.
It's really good. You know, and you know what you hear us having fun is what it's all about. You know, we're not faking it. We're actually having fun doing it. We're doing it because we enjoy it. Not because we're getting paid or that bullshit, but because we actually enjoy it.
The only way I get paid is when I get to freaking bang Pete in his ear.
I must have been asleep. It
was rape. I love you guys, and I
agree. Man. I love it is doing a lot this, of fun. Man. I would fuck never put myself through this if I didn't enjoy this, because it's a fucking lot of work. Like I said, I'm not complaining in the least, because this is something that we want to do. But we just hope you guys appreciate what the fuck goes into this, because it is not just sitting down for 2 or 3 hours and recording it. It's basically work. A job. There's a lot of work that goes into it. It is fun, but it is quite a bit of work.
Let me bring up one final thing about the podcast that wasn't really touched on. It's not a big aspect yet, but maybe in the future is remote podcasts and live podcasts.
Right.
Because you guys, you know, did the Shakers, went up there, did that from Shakers.
Right.
You guys did the HorrorCon.
Right.
The Dark History and HorrorCon. You guys came out to Heart of Illinois.
Some future stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still got you guys slated for this Heart, you know, whatever Illinois is doing. Whatever, if you guys are exactly. able to, we're going to do that again.
As far as I know, it's still happening.
The live things like that, it's not such a big part of the repertoire yet.
Right.
But what you've been doing is cool, though. Like,
yeah.
I've always dug every one of those episodes, I guess.
Yeah, we've done a couple of live events. We had that Amityville Horror episode. We did the Gacy for episode 33.
Yeah.
The live at the Dark History Horror Convention.
That was where we did the Amityville. Different venues, but yeah. But then doing it with Black Crypt Boys, dude.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. When you get to meet other people doing the same thing you do that have the same interests.
Right.
It's really awesome. I love that shit.
It is really cool. And I try to listen. I do listen to every episode. Usually it's on my phone in the car, or sometimes if I'm cooking, I'll just leave it out on the phone. And I think it's important to hear it, because I want to try to listen to it as if I was listening. Can I hear that? Is that too much? Is it, you know, do I need to
check in levels?
Adjust the bass? Is it to this or to that?
Right.
And try to make it as good as possible. Which is why we're always trying to upgrade and do stuff better than we've done before.
That's why you need to join the 666 Club.
That's right, because joining that 666 Club will help us make, you know, things better and buy new stuff and do more remotes like Joey's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So. Fuck yeah.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed hearing about how we create Murder Metal Mayhem. Definitely fun to explain it, and hopefully it made sense. I don't know. People might listen to this like, what the fuck were they even talking about? Yeah, just shut up and do a podcast.
Just do a fucking podcast. Fucking assholes. And once again, love you guys, and fucking see you guys next time, and keep getting your fucking murder on.
And one fist pouring whiskey down Shawback's throat.
Mother, man.